Madam President, Director General, Honorable Ministers of Health, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I convey the greetings and best wishes of the government and the people of the Republic of South Sudan to this important global gathering. I am really humbled by this great privilege given to me to address the 65th World Assembly, World Health Assembly. On behalf of my country, I congratulate the President and their deputies for the confidence bestowed upon them to lead this August Assembly. I also sincerely congratulate the Director General of the World Health Organization for her re-election and wise manner in which she has led this organization, as shown by the many successes scored under her tenure. Madam President, ladies and gentlemen, the Republic of South Sudan acknowledges and appreciates the decision of the WHO to accept and admit the newly independent nation of South Sudan as a member state of this commendable organization. This decision affirms South Sudan's status as a sovereign state. As my country moves on from a 21-year-old civil war to a daunting peace-building process, there are tremendous challenges that confront the restoration of the health system, which has been totally destroyed during the war. We are facing major challenges in achieving health-related Millennium Development Goals. Our social, health, and demographic indicators are among the worst in the world. We have actively engaged. We are actively engaged in reducing unacceptably high maternal and child mortality rates. South Sudan is also experiencing a high burden of communicable diseases, with malaria accounting for 24.7% of morbidity, high tuberculosis case notification rate, and HIV/AIDS prevalence rate is also estimated as 3%. Similarly, we have a high prevalence of global acute malnutrition, which is 17%, which is continuously undermined by factors like natural and man-made disasters in the region. In addition, South Sudan is the most endemic country for guinea worm in the world. The other neglected tropical diseases like onchocerciasis, leishmaniasis, trachoma, schistosomiasis, human African trichomiasis, borrelia ulcera, leprosy, appendicitis in the spinal worms are also quite prevalent. Madam President, noting disease that emerged recently in South Sudan has devastated lives of our young children between the ages of 5 to 15. While I appreciate the efforts exerted by the WHO and the CDC, I would like to make a special appeal for more research to establish factors, causes, diagnosis, and treatment of this mysterious disease. In spite of these appalling health indicators, my government has demonstrated a strong political will and commitment towards addressing these challenges. This is in collaboration with the health development partners operating in the country. As a result, there has been a steep progress towards improving access to basic health services and rebuilding our health system in the country. Our 2011-2016 Health Sector Development Plan recognizes the pathetic health situation of the population and underscores the need for equitable access to quality health care services in a bid to achieve universal coverage. In collaboration with partners, key policies, strategies, and guidelines have been put in place. These include the Health Sector Development Plan, Reproductive Health Strategy, Essential Drug List, Basic Package for Health Services for Primary and Secondary Health Care, and Human Resource for Health Policy and Strategy. Madam President, ladies and gentlemen, South Sudan has made a significant progress in disease control, guinea worm eradication. Our success in this aspect is on track. We are determined to interrupt the transmission of guinea worm disease and hopefully be certified by 2016. We have achieved a 95% reduction from 20,581 cases reported in 2006 to only 1,028 cases in 2011. Number of endemic villages have similarly been reduced by 96%. At this rate, guinea worm eradication in South Sudan is achievable, as we are relentlessly working to ensure that we celebrate a South Sudan free of guinea worm by 2016. We have maintained 35 consecutive polio-free months since 2009. We conduct 4 national immunization days annually and active surveillance throughout the year. We eagerly look forward for certification in the near future. As far as AIDS HIV control program is concerned, we have increased our VCT centers from only 20 in 2009 to 102. The number of facilities providing ART services from 3 in 2000 to 22 in 2011. Similarly, we have increased the number of adults and children with advanced HIV infection from 100 in 2000 to 4,000.
Est-ce que vous pouvez achever votre présentation, s'il vous plaît?
No case. Madam President, while we recognize the collaborative efforts made by the government and all the development partners to respond to the health challenges facing my country, it should be noted that much more still needs to be done. My delegation would therefore like to take this opportunity to appeal to you to provide my support to improve the situation of health in my country. Madam President, I hope my country will receive the attention and the support it deserves. Once again, I applaud our admission to this esteemed assembly. I assure you of our commitment and collaboration with the WHO in addressing and improving the health status of our citizens. Lastly, and not least, I would like to convey to this distinguished assembly the resolute commitment of our President, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, when he said in his statement that I quote, we have lost 2.5 million people during the war, and we cannot afford to lose more lives as a result of diseases which are preventable and treatable. Thank you very much for attention. God bless you and God bless us.